Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be what? Like-minded, one toward another. Now here's the qualification. According to Christ Jesus. Not just all of us could be thinking about getting drunk. All of us could be thinking about how we could beat each other out of money. You could be like-minded. But it's about a specific thing. According to Christ Jesus. Now here you go. Here's the unity. Verse 6. That you may with what? With one mind and one mouth. Do what? Do what? Glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what, when it says they were in one mind and one accord, that's what he's talking about. One mind to glorify God. One mouth to glorify God. Not to make you something big. Not to make people notice me. To glorify God. Yeah. Glorify God. Amen. People talk it, but don't do it. Yep. Why? We just want to give all the glory to God. Yeah, don't take the picture on that side. This side. Oh, yes, we're giving all the glory to Him. You know what I'm talking about? Phony, fake, false humility. Actually proud of how humble they think they are. No, I mean truly, genuinely, seriously, when you're getting up and getting dressed to come to church, you're thinking, we're going to glorify God tonight. We're going to rock the house to the glory of God.
Amen.
And every singer is not saying, whoo, I'm going to show them how I can sing. Phew, hope there's some talent scouts out there. And every player is not thinking, whoo, I'm going to hit a hot lick now. Watch this. Whoo, yeah, smoking. Yeah, wow. Do you see that? Now you laugh, but you know how many folk are doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not our bunch. You know what I'm saying? And preachers going to show off how much they know and what they can do and how big words they can use and how hard they studied and how long I prayed. And the further you go with that, the deader it gets. Because the Holy Ghost is not going to move to confirm that and manifest that and magnify you. It doesn't have to be every soul in the building. If just us that are here right now came in this service, all of us, one mind to magnify and glorify God. One mouth, not to talk about you and me, to talk about Him and what He has done and what His will is, how good He is, to glorify Him. You know what you're going to have? What are you going to have? You're going to have the moving of the Spirit, because that's what He's interested in. That's what He has come to do. To glorify Him, magnify Him, manifest Him. Now we're on the same page.
Amen.
Can you see it?
Amen.
Thank you, Master. Glory to God. Whoo, thank you, Lord. 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 Go to Acts 13, how about it? I'm ready to act on this right now. I think you can take a little bit more. Acts 13. Acts 13. Actually, back up to verse 12, and you'll see what we're talking about here. 12:20, because this wasn't written chapter and verse, it all flowed together. Herod, 12:20, was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. And they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. They didn't like him. They didn't care about him. They just wanted something from him. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration to them. And the people gave a shout, and they said, it is the voice of a God and not a man. What is this? This is flattery, which is always devilish. It's one of the devil's favorite and most effective tools. Flattery. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, I've never heard anything like that. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. They are liars. They want something out of you. Did you hear me? Flattery. But your flesh likes to hear that kind of stuff. Tell me again. Your flesh, don't kid yourself, your flesh wants to be told how smart you are and how amazing you are and how good looking you are and how wonderful you are, how nobody's like you and na 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 na. And even though you know they don't mean it, your flesh says, oh, let's listen a little while longer. Even when you know they're trying to snow you, your flesh wants to hear it. And on this day, I mean, you're talking about going on and on. They said, oh, have you ever heard anything like that? I never heard anything in my life. I don't even think he's a man. He's not a man. He's a God. And they all cried out, he's a God. Ooh, he's a God. He's a God. He's not even a man. He's a God. An ignorant rascal that he was, he stands up and goes, yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Ooh. He was smitten and eaten of worms and died. Why? Why? Because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost, and they buried him. And verse 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied while the worms was chewing on him. Mister, I'm not a man, I'm a God. Now with that lovely thought in mind. Chapter 13, verse 1. There were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. All these men were either prophets or teachers or prophets and teachers, ministers of higher place. And verse 2, what'd they do? They came and had a council and discussed and debated doctrine. They what? They talked to each other and talked to each other and talked to each other until they could figure these things out. No. They ministered to the Lord, not to each other. To the Lord. Say that out loud. They minister to the Lord. Say it again. They ministered to the Lord. Say it again. They ministered to the Lord. And this is where Faith Life Church has come short. We're young. We're learning. But we're going to begin to make changes here. And you and I are going to learn how to minister to the Lord. Did you hear me? Not me ministering to you. Not you looking at me. Us. Me. You. Us. Ministering to the Lord for more than 5 minutes. If we want the move of the Spirit. We got to learn this. We got to develop in this. And we cannot have entertainment mentality. Where you come and plop down and just watch me. Or I watch you, or you and me both got to minister to Him. minister to Him. Notice what? They ministered to the Lord and what? And what? And fasted. How long? How long? Can you say you fasted 10 minutes? Well, I've been fasting today. How long did you fast? I think it was 20 minutes. I didn't eat a thing. I fasted for 30 minutes today. I fasted for 45 minutes. No. Now, here's a question. I want to ask you and think about it. Are our services too short? See, we live in a society where a lot of folk think I go too long. A lot of people have Sunday, noon. Right? I mean, it's noon or somebody's messing up. But now, where did we get that? Where does that come from? Let me mention, while we're here, let's look at a couple New Testament services. Let's look at a couple of them. Well, actually, we're already looking at one. These ministers got together. So this is a ministered meeting. Maybe a real small one, but it's a ministered meeting. And they ministered to the Lord, so they're not preaching to each other. They're not sitting there talking. They ministered to the Lord. What does that mean? It literally means to serve Him. How do you serve Him? Well, if you were here, I forget how long ago, we talked about praising God. We talked about the different kind of offerings of praise and worship and thanksgiving and about how it ministers to Him. He enjoys it. He will receive it from us. It's something that we can actually give the giver, that He will receive from us true worship. How many remember the Bible said God is a spirit? Those that worship Him must worship Him how? In the spirit and in truth. Got to be genuine. Got to be totally honest, totally sincere. No fake, no junk. Because God seeks such to worship. Seeks the Creator who has everything. It's something He wants. He's looking for. And it's not about somebody building his ego. It's about the fellowship. He wants to have that one-on-one with us. That closeness, that fellowship. And so these guys gathered together, and they did that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me